Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audioboo on a fine winter's afternoon. Going on, what time? 4, going on 4 p.m. heading home to the park. But it has been it's been a lovely day. Mostly clear skies, some clouds as is just now. Quite a good bit of sunshine and cold, but dry and little or no wind. That's almost the perfect winter's day. It was only a winter, I think it was Winter's Tale, that song, wasn't it? Anyway, what I wanted to talk about was, for a long while now, let me explain. I have in my room study, I have an illuminated globe of the world, and every day that's illuminated at 7 a.m. to just after 10, half 10 in the evening, at night, and so it's always there, and I'm constantly, you know, drawn to it, and it's been there for years. I'm still constantly drawn. And when I'm sitting with a coffee or a cup of tea, my feet up, maybe listening to music or audioboo, and that globe will be there, and it just always seems to attract me. And what I do is, every now and again, is I rotate it a wee bit so that I'm not looking at the same part of the world all the time. And I always find that when I look at it, my mind gets drawn into, what are people doing there just now in Mexico or Texas or Singapore or Australia? What are they doing in their time? I can see their time zone, so I know basically where they are in the world time-wise, but I often get drawn into that and thinking about the small world. You know, it's a small world, they say, and yet it's a huge, ginormous world, really. I mean, we live in our own wee clusters, as it were. Sometimes others will move away to another nation, but even then, when they get there, they're living within their own wee cluster. So it may be a small world in the colloquial terms, but in the real world, it's huge, it's massive, it's humongous, gigantic. Can't think anymore. And as I said, that this globe, for all the years it's been there, it just draws my eyes. And it got me thinking a wee while ago about something. And that something is, I would love to have on my computer, my iMac or my iOS devices, a global map of my friends on Audioboo. I'd love to be able to either scroll a map, or if it was three-dimensional, 3D, like my real globe, then I could spin it and see where this person is, where that person is in the world. Now you may say, well, what's the point of that? Well, the point of it is, I'd love to have it. I'd love to be able to say that, you know, there's so-and-so over there in Ireland, or so-and-so over there in a certain part of the States, or Australia, or Canada, or wherever. And have a, just as you have with Google Maps, have a little pin with a wee bubble that pops up and tells me who that is, and possibly their nick for, I'll know their nick for Audioboo, but maybe an email address or a phone number that they've been kind enough to give me, or some other detail, maybe even some geographic or local details about the place. I actually began doing something like that 2 or 3 years ago for the UK, for my friends here in the UK, not an Audioboo, just friends and associates. And I created bubbles where I could actually put a lot of details in and hyperlinks to the area. So say, for example, I could put in a hyperlink towards, say, Minnesota, for example. That just came to my mind, Minnesota. So the bubble would tell me about the person that's there. Well, I know it's who's there, but maybe there's 2 or 3 people in Minnesota. But then I could put a bubble in there that would open up and have a hyperlinks about, you know, the geology, the history, local attractions, the food, all those kind of things, and have a global map of all my Audioboom friends. Of course, I could add in other people as well, you know, friends and relatives, but I'm thinking mainly on the terms of Audioboom, Audioboom friends. And I think it would be wonderful. I'm not sure if it's at all possible, and that's the reason that I'm making this bit of audio. Because I know that there are people out there amongst my Audioboom friends who are very savvy about these kind of things, and who might actually come back to me and say, "Hey, Mac, this is what you're looking for. Go get it now." But that's what I'm wanting. I want someone, a wish, a request, I hope, that someone will come along and say, "I know a program or an app that'll do just what you're wanting." And it might be more simple than what's in my head, because I'm picturing something that might be a little bit complex. But it may be very, very simple to do. But I'm not savvy that way. Well, I'm pretty savvy in other things, but these things, there's other people, my friends out there, who are super savvy about things like that. And after all, that's what the Audioboom community is about. It's about us talking to each other and asking each other, "Can you help me? Do you know of this? How do I do it?" So that's my question to all of my friends out there, all of you listening. Do you know if this can be done? How would it be done? I would be overwhelmed with gratitude, because it's something, as I said, that's been in my head for a long, long while now, and I've just never knuckled myself down to investigating it. I'm being lazy. No, I'm not. I'm not being lazy at all. I'm putting it out to the community. The community can help. Of course it can. So, let me know if you know how, if this can be done, and what your thoughts are on it, if you don't mind. It's a little project that I'd love to have, and I'd love to be able to take that with me, say, on my iOS devices. And it's also a project that give me the opportunity to put input in. So I don't need for the person or persons that may come up with the idea, I don't need them to input anything. All I want to do is to be able to have the facility, and I'll put the input in there. I can put hyperlinks in, I can go searching for stuff and put hyperlinks in, so I can develop this and make it grow into a global Audioboom community. So, if you can, if you know, let me know. Greatly appreciated. Thank you once again for listening. Cheer by the new. Ta-ra.